Now, Stella wants to know the answer to this one.
In a time where I can access my bank account with a small sequence of numbers and unlock my phone with a fingerprint, why is it I still have to find a physical set of keys every time I want to enter or leave my home? Are keys more secure than their digital equivalent? Is it easier to hack a system than pick a lock? Or will I soon be entering my home using retinal scans and fingerprints?
What do you think, Tim?
Well, to answer Stella, she doesn't have to use a set of keys if she doesn't want to. I have a friend, for example, who has a really cool setup. When he's sort of on his way home, his heating slowly starts to heat up because his phone knows he's on the tube on his way back home. And then as he slowly gets towards his door, his lights come on automatically because he's starting to get inside his Wi-Fi zone. And then as he gets to his front door, of course, he doesn't have a standard key turning lock. He's got a number pad that he just types in the number and opens up the door. This stuff is already here. It's just the case that the reason why a lot of people still have keys is because they're installed on a lot of doors. How many people do you know who've actually bothered to change the locks on their doors? And these things are still a bit more expensive. A lock is a very simple mechanical device that you turn and a bolt goes through the door. But if you want, a lot of office buildings have these sorts of things where you can use a retina scan or you can use a fingerprint. So this technology is here. So if Stella really wants it, she can have it.
What about power cuts? Because that's a, you know, or the Wi-Fi going down. I mean, I have a stereo system around the house, which is brilliant. You show off to friends and everything. Look, I can do on my phone. I can do all this. And then the Wi-Fi goes down and, you know, it's rubbish.
So this is a problem, but if it's yeah. it depends to what extent. So if this is for your lock on your door, probably that doesn't consume much power anyway, and so you would expect it to have a battery that can back up the system should you need to still get in. Quite often these systems also have a lock that you can use with a key as a backup if you need it. A bit like car keys. A lot of car keys are still beepers, but there's normally a way you can sort of get into the side of the car key card or something, and there's a little key that you can use somewhere. So, yeah, we need electricity for this stuff, but it's normally not much. So it's not too bad if the system goes down.
But it's not zombie apocalypse proof.
No, but neither are locks. Neither are regular locks. I mean, the thing with all of these things is actually doors and locks are reasonably secure, but if someone wants to get in your house, they're probably going to break your window. There's no fingerprint sensor on those. So it's sort of, you know, most people don't bother. And a lock is often made of steel, but your door is probably made of wood. So you can just saw straight through past that.